Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for our Maris Shiglish Mass. Maris Esavas Shurus Chanotik Maris at the house of Meir Zev. And it's based in the Torah of Marina Rabbeinu. We're going to be Abzitzah. We're going through Shiurim Siyat Dishmayim. We've been seeing the flows from Torah to Hashem. The Gemara and Bava Mitzia and Daf of Heil Mit Beis tells us that if you find a coin in the marketplace, a seller, and when another person finds him and says, "It's mine, and I'll give you a simon. It's new. It was minted by the Emperor Nero. It was minted by King So-and-so. Larmaklum." So giving a simon on a coin doesn't help. Even if your name is on it, it doesn't help, says the Gemara. There's no simon l'matbeya. Why? Because maybe he spent it. Maybe he spent it and fell from someone else. The Shittim Gubensis brings the name of the Ritva, so then why don't we say that about every Aveda? Why are we choshish for Mechira? Or for Matana. And therefore, you don't give it back to the guy who gives a simon because he sold it or he gave it away. And for the Ritva, no. Most money is for spending. And therefore, there's a chash. He spent it and you don't give it back to the guy who gives a simon. Mechira is no chash. Why? Because we're not taking mom and Mechiska's by love unless it's something that is going to be sold. Like if you have a barrel after the barrel treasuries were opened up. So there a simon doesn't help because you assume that now it's already selling season, so the simon's not going to help. So if it's on the selling block, then you don't assume that it belongs to the original owner. But otherwise, you assume that it belongs to the original owner. That's when it comes to a regular item. But money is different. Money is lo tzan. So we have to understand the ritva. Because if you have money and you're mesupik, if the person still buy them over the money, you're mamid b'cheskes marakam. So why here by Aveda you're not mamid the most b'cheskes marakam, since it's lo tzarkam. We hold generally most if you're mesupik, the person still buy them over the most, you're mamid b'cheskes marakam. And here, let's say two people are arguing over money. You know that it belonged to one of them first. He's a cheskes marakam. The other guy has no proof to give to the first guy. So here also, there's no, he has a cheskes marakama. So why do you say that, since lo tzarkam, giving a sim is not going to help? Not only that, but the Gemara on 21b says that if a person finds money in a public place, he can keep it, because the bailim are misyayish. In fact, the Gemara, but he didn't know. Rabbi Kivager explained shat in the Gemara that you should have to return it. This money. Why? Because it's a suffix if he knew whether or not it fell. It's a suffix if he had yesh before the guy found it. Since it's a suffix yesh before the guy found it, so memela, your mom the money, b'cheskes marakam. You give the money back to the original owner. Because you're masupik, maybe he didn't have yesh on time and it still belongs to him. If the loser didn't have yesh before the founder found it, so then it belongs to the guy who lost it. So you give it back to b'cheskes marakam, it's the first cash. I believe the malfuminated. No, you should have to give it back. So you see that even by Aveda, your mamid most b'cheskes marakam, even though it's kind of like so. So here also, why don't we say that by money you have to give it back because he has a marakam, he's the original owner, b'cheskes marakam. Also, it's a kasha legabe chavis rishuma after shinif do'otzras, this barrel with the siman on it after the treasuries were opened up after the storehouses were opened up. So what do we say there? We say that a simon isn't a raya that it's yours. No. And generally, the suffix, if Yatsim Yoshu say you're mamid b'cheskes marakam, so why here? We say no, since let's say you're not mamid b'cheskes marakam. Why are you mamid b'cheskes marakam? You have suffix who belongs to. Give it back to the marakam. So the explanation would seem to be as follows. And again, this is based on the very sweet and deep Torah of Meir Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba. We had a lot of shiurim from him. He was just so geschmack. Rabbi Abba was such a guy in Eilam. Omer Rabbi Kivager b'ksubis, b'daf yud gimel amud beis. V'hayna d'yesh lo imar, d'ho d'ein eid echod ne'aman neged chazoko d'naf gula misugya. D'reish perek isha basro, d'ein o ne'aman ayinu d'af gula ima shenishtan eidus, u'gula b'idus lo eitzlem u'sofik d'meichet eisi lo ima shenishtan eke goyim. Lohoid shenitram to a zoo, or shenis bailo, for Hayotzi Bukholin is called Missugi de Shom. Ava Bemokum, shenoila da sofik bemerzek sherim, or merzek psulim. Oi, Balmon, as he saw, didn't toilet the Minahasak, they shall make a name and poisla. We see from Rabbi Akiva Eger that in Chazakas in the Torah there are two dinim. One is that through the Chazaka we have no suffix at all, and that's when we have no reyuso listapik, like Tvua, that's Becheskas Tevel, we have no reyuso that there was a change and that Truma was taken. So since there's no reyuso, Ein lanu makom listapik klal, we have no room for suffix. And Nochadin, that even in an instance where we have a reyusol listapik, ukegoin shenoylad asofik b'mechza kshayrim u'mechza psulim. If there's a suffik, half kosher, half puzzle. Then we say that even though we have a suffik, because there's definitely a reyusol, because it's 50-50, and you don't know if this person's the kasher or pasul. Nevertheless, the din is misafik al tatsienu miches kasoi. So we say that misafik, don't take this person out of his chazaka. When there's no reyeselis topic like tevua, so that's a chazaka that ain't lanu safik klal. And then there's another type of chazaka where you have a reisa, like 50-50. So you definitely have a reisa, but despite the reisa, you follow the suffix. So Rabbi Kivegel says that Eid Echad is not believed against chazaka is dafka, where without his edus, we wouldn't have a suffix at all. Mechitesi, in other words, if you have tevua, or meis baila, all these things, mechitesi, without this person's edus. Like all of the things mentioned in the sugya, if you have no reason to believe that it happened, then there's no room to start the suffix, and meila edachad is a nema. But if there is a safek, like if it's a case of 50-50, that you follow the chazaka midin Torah, there may be an eid echad is neman to pasul. Because if you have 50-50, we say misafek, don't pasul. But that's only if you have a safek. But if you have an eid echad that's made lipsul, maybe you can believe him. We have eidus, so the eid echad is not going to be believed, whereas there's no room listapik. But the Erecha will be believed if there's a suffix and we follow the Chazaka. Lefiza would appear that even in the Necheskes Marakama there are two dinim where there is not a race of Adois. That through the Cheskes Marakama we have no suffix at all, maybe went out of his Rishus, and even if there is a Resa, then we say Misafik al Tatsen with Cheskasa. Two types of Marakamas. One type of Marakama is there's no Resa. There's no Resa at all. Another type of Cheskes comes where there's a Resa, there's a suffix here, there's a problem. But still, we found the Cheskes Marakama. In other words, one is when you start with a problem, one is when, the first one is when there's no problem to start with, the other is a problem. And he's still going to follow the chazaka. So we can say that if something is not oimedli macher, we have no reis at all. And then through the cheskes marakama, we have no suffix shiatzim yoshusa. Hashem came to the avro oimedli macher. If it's going to be sold, there we can say there's a reis. So we have a suffix, we say misafik al tasenim cheskasu. Therefore, we understand that the Alma, the Suffolk Maos, and Yatsimi Baaluso were Mamid Becheskes Marakama. Because we say Misafik, Al Tatsen Becheskasa. We've no reason to believe that it left the Chazaka, that it left its original status. And also, if you have a Chavis Rishuma, Achashem Toach Bo'aitzris, there also you say, Al Totsiyana Misafik. Al Totsiyana Misafik. So that's all. So that's all talking about a case where it's not Naveda. Where it's not Naveda, sign the case of where we have no room to be mistopic at all. We have no race that it was sold. We have race that may have been sold. So it's still man b'ches k'smar kam. But that's only regular suffix. But Veda's not so. And that's based on what we explained in a different shir, v'siyata d'shmaya. You can listen to it. The shir that we gave on the Hachzir Aveda, let's serve Merabanim to be a sign, that Akavi Hashem is Aveda, this is a special thing. Of Ad Droish Achicha Oisoi, that we required our show in Ramayu Iloi. That we say that your job is to test this person out to see if he's a Ramay or he's not a Ramay. Now, that's the din by Aveda. It says Ad Droish Achicha Oisoi. But you have to cross-examine this person, you have to make sure that he's not a rami. Based on this, we answer the kasha of the Samar Yavu, kasha of Pnei Shum Subis. Why didn't it summon to be Machzir Aveda? Why didn't you just say Bari Vishem Bari Adif? Here, there's no Cheskes Mammon. So we say Bari Vishem Bari Adif. So we answered that through the din of Bari, there's no din of Darshayim Rama. Maybe he's still a Rama. His din of Bari Yodif is not a bear on the Maisim. Rather, he's Zerchim Mitzalach Lestayim Venita, because he's a better Taimim. That's if there's a Tayim Venita. But here, there's a din of Adur Shechichoisai, that you have to seek him out, test him out to see if he's a Rama. The Bari doesn't help to see whether or not he's a Rama. So you're also like Avdi Cheskis Marakama. And so I have to give some money. Here also got the Cheskes Marakama, and Bari doesn't help. Cheskes Marakama, if it's Davar Omen Limoche, like Mos, Chavis Rishum Lafshin Poitris, it's not a din Beir Ala Maise, Ala Rak Psak Shel Chazaka. The Suffolk, I'll tell Tzenim Cheskasai. So here, there's no din if we're talking about an Aveda. So we haven't been Mekayim the din of their Shem Ramai. Because it's still Suffolk, maybe he's a Ramai. If you have money, again, by Aveda. By Aveda, there's under a din that you have to Darshay with Ramai. A special din yuchad, that you have to seek him out to see if he's a Ramai by Aveda. So Mimela, the fact that there's a psak of chazak doesn't help to see whether or not he's a Ramai. So if you have a little money that's lost, so maybe the guy's a Ramai. How do you know he's not a Ramai? So there's no cheskes marakama. And it's also in the case of chavis, the barrels, if they're lost even after the tefloitzrus, but you haven't proven the guy's not a Rama yet. You have to prove he's not a Rama. And ever the rich is right, that most of Tzokhaim, Chavis Rishum Afshin Chotzis, and Medzle Mocher, are not Mamed Cheskes Marakama. Because since we have a Reisa, that it was sold or it was spent, it's not going to help us that he has a Cheskes Marakama, because we have him in kind of Dimit Darshayim Ramei Olam. He's a Ramei. Hashem Kain, the Shara Veda, that's not only made Lahitza. They were Mekayim Din of Adrosh, Adei Siman Waidim, and we're not Choshish from Mechira, because there we have no race that it was sold. There's a cheskes marakama, there's no cheshash with salt, only when it comes to money. Money's like tzanitna. And chavis rishum alaf rishim toit, it's a metzli mocher. It's on the selling block. It's on the selling block, so there you have a reisa. Since you have a reisa, so we can't fall back in the cheskes marakama. Because we haven't been mekayim the drosh hechicho, so darshayim rama, maybe he's a rama. But if it's not in the selling block, we're not choshish for selling. And so manam ray demar enough, when achashish from mechira, because there we have no reis that it was sold. And therefore you're makayim the din of darshei wim ramay ola. You're makayim the din of seeking out to see whether or not he's a cheater or not. Because it's not omed li macher and he's giving a simon, so that's enough for us. But it's omed li macher, so there we have a reisa, and you run makayim the din of darshei wim ramay. Super good album. Well, the fizeh, we understand also what it says. We saw in the Gemara that if you lose money in a public place, the Gemara says, the Gemara Sakasha. The Brisa says, the guy can keep it. Because the Baal Amar Mesiyash, he doesn't know it fell from him. And so Rabbi Kivego explained that even though it's a suffix whether or not he had Yeush, nevertheless, you should have to return it. Why should you have to return it? Because your mom at the moment, money bechas kismar kam, that's the most kasha. You should have to return it because your mom at the moment bechas kismar kam. So you see that even by money, we say that your mom at bechas kismar kam, because you have a suffix, maybe he wasn't Messiahish before the other guy found it. So you shouldn't have to return the money to the Marukam. So you see that even by money, we say that there's a din of Marukama. So the answer is, based on what we explained in a different shir, that the gather of the chiluk of dinei mamon b'chol ha-Torah to aveda is a din miyuchad of ad derosh, but by din that. By Aveda, there's a din of Ad Rosh Hachichosa. And Dine Mammon, there isn't. Because Dine Mammon, normally when you have Dine Mammon, you have a din v'dvarim, you have a give and take between two Baalei Dvarim. You have two people who are involved in this case, and you have a give and take between them. So that's a normal Dine Mammon. Gabi Aveda, it doesn't belong to the finder. Gabi Aveda doesn't belong to the finder. It's only the guy who comes and says, it's my Aveda. So only the guy who comes and says that it's my Aveda, he didn't have Yesh. So it doesn't belong to the finder. If it has a simon, he didn't have Yesh. So it doesn't belong to the finder. So there's only really one person involved here. Who's the only person involved? The guy who lost it. There's no din v'dvar and bein bali din. So there's no hilchas time v'nita. All we have is a din of Ad Rosh. You have to make sure that he's not a Rama. But there are no two people involved. And with that, we explain Shittas HaRan in our Shir on Lachzer Aveda Litzur Me'aron and Tfisayim. So according to that, by most Mufuzaris, the suffix is if he was Messiahish before the money came into the hand of the Motzei. And the Motze was kind of a Yeush. Or was he Messiah after it came to the hands of the Motze? And it came into his hands by Isser, Bisuras Eliyadeh. And it's still Shaykh to the Baal Aveda. So in other words, here there is a Din Vidvar between the two parties. Why is there a Din Vidvar between the two parties? Because the finder said, no, it's mine. And the loser says, no, it's mine. The finder said, you had Yeush before I found it. And the loser said, no, I only had Yeush after you found it. So there's a din v'dvar between two parties. Between the moitze and the loser. So this is a suffix of Hilchas Toin V'Nitan, like every suffix moment. There's no special dinner of Ad Rosh. And therefore the Cheskes Marukama there is effective. That's the Gemara's Kashi. The Gemara says, there's a Cheskes Marukama here, according to Rabbi Kivei. It's a Cheskes Marukama. It should belong to the Oveid. There's no din of Ad Rosh. There's a Cheskes Marukama because there's din v'dvar between two people. Even though there's a Reis of Adais that most lo tzanid, it doesn't matter. It's like every Suffolk Maman, the Cheskas Marakama is effective even if there's a Suffolk. That's only every other Suffolk Maman. You see there's a Din B'Dvar between two people. Then you go with the Marakama. So in the case of the Gemara, and the Chaf Aleph on the days, is a din v'dvar between two people. When did the Yeish occur? Did it occur after the finding or before the finding? If it occurred after the finding, it belongs to the person who lost it. And if it occurred before the finding, then it belongs to the person who found it. This is a din v'dvar, and they were a man of a cheskes marakama. But in our case, there's no din v'dvar between two people. It's just one guy saying that this is my Aveda. And the Memela, you say that since Lot signed it now, and who says that it's yours? There's not an argument between two people who it belongs to. The loser says that it's my Aveda. And there's not an argument in Tainus, right? Meaning it's not that one person's making a Taina when the Yesh occurred and the other person make a Taina. Different juncture when the Yesh occurred and that would make a difference now. There's one person saying this is my Aveda. The other guy who finds it, he doesn't say that it belongs to me, that Allah really belongs to me. He's not really a party here. He's just a finder. And then we say to the guy who lost it, we say, yeah, but Moses is Lord Sonic now. And there's a din of Ad Rosh. We have to make sure you're not a Rama. You can't prove you're not a Rama. You can't prove you're not a Rama. See you later. And therefore it belongs to the finder. Because when it comes to an Aveda, there's a special din about Rosh Hashanah, so when there's no time in it. So it's a beautiful Mahalach. And of course, there's a lot more to say. So B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, hopefully we will revisit the Sugya. And we'll see there's a Rav Shmuel here. Shabbat Maladavir, as Bezrat Hashem. And Achim Og Nachzor, Belim Adav, and Arenish Lot, Mitorat Hashem Yisborach. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.